Stalinists Lampooned. I enjoyed Caroline Vincent's review of the death of Stalin in issue 968, and I particularly liked the parallels she drew between Iannucci's lampooning of Blairites in The Thick of It, and Stalinists in this film. Both sets of apparatchiks are bumbling clowns, but whereas the Blairites wreck people's careers, the Stalinists destroy lives and families. But I don't share her criticisms of the film. The misogyny she refers to is entirely in the heads of the vulgar, sadistic macho bureaucrats. In Iannucci's scenario, it is the lead female character, the concert pianist Maria Udina, who is the only genuine oppositionist, because Stalin has destroyed her family and she's not prepared to work for him, or the other monsters, even if it costs her own life. But Caroline's more important criticism is that the film goes nowhere near clarifying the important role played by the old Bolsheviks under Lenin in freeing Russian workers and peasants from the Tsarist regime. Are we really going to demand that of Iannucci? That's a tall order, and would, I suspect, be a case of setting him up to fail. I do agree with Caroline that in everything to do with the centenary of 1917, the media seek to conflate Bolshevism and Stalinism. Even the recent acclaimed Radio 4 dramatization of John Reed's 10 Days That Shook the World, which many Socialist Party members have enjoyed, couldn't forego a final sinister appearance from the future General Secretary, "Just call me Stalin, everyone does." So I for one am glad Iannucci kept the focus of his black humor relentlessly on the Stalinists. Paul Gerard, Salford.